Good day, October 10th, a really big day. We needed to be in Dhaka by October 10th, and we made it. Mostly because of the export license plates, that it was their last day to be insured and be legal to drive in Western Sahara. So then the next day, we'd just be on export license plates and have to get insurance in whichever country we would be. So Dhaka is the place that we were leaving. We were able to fuel up in Dhaka. The fuel is so much cheaper than in Europe. It's a little over a dollar per liter. So that all worked out. We passed by the place where a lot of windsurfing takes place. And they also have a lot of accommodations for people that want to pay the price to be there. Then we had a very good road, two-lane highway, that we had some stops with policemen and everything. They always ask for your passport, and sometimes they take a picture of it. Sometimes they ask for a fiche, which is a copy of your passport. But if you have a good attitude about it, it's none of it is a big deal. It's just patience and putting up with whatever they say. So that got us to a town, Gererath, something like that, that was at the border to leave Morocco, the Kingdom of Morocco. It has a sign there that says that that's what you're leaving, but obviously it is an area in dispute, but you don't really notice that much about it. So we ended up in a long waiting line. It took us a few hours to get to the part where we could take some action in regards to getting through customs and getting your passport stamped and all that stuff. There was no need for a carnet de passage for Mauritania. What they this is actually not yet Mauritania. This is leaving Morocco. So what we ended up needing to do is to have the vehicle scanned again. So they had a big hall that you had to drive into, get out of the car, then they run the scanner, and you can get back in, pick up a document, go see some people there, then go back to the police, get your passport stamped, get customs, all no order, no signs, just ask and be patient. We were very fortunate because many people had to empty their cars out from everything that they had. And that was no fun exercise. So that was only half the job. So altogether it took us more than a little over 4 hours, including waiting time, just to leave Western Sahara /Morocco. So next, we have a road that doesn't look like any road in most civilized places. Not fit to drive for any high speed. So we worked through that, and so did the truck and trailers. We got met by the head of the gendarmerie, who was a friendly person, and pointed us to a helper, which of course was going to cost us some money, but given that it was later in the day, it would have been silly to not make use of that possibility. That person helped us go to the right offices, and there was about 6 or 7 of them that we had to go through. Sometimes with the vehicle in tow, and sometimes just by person. It all involved a fair bit of money. We already had to have, to be able to get this far, an electronic visa for Mauritania, which we had obtained through visum.nl at the cost of 99 euros. We got that the day before we left for Mauritania. Then we had to get it printed. That the hotel was very helpful with that. So that got us started. We ended up paying an additional $55 somewhere for the visa. Then we ended up 100 dirham for something else. Then we paid, in the meantime, we exchanged some money with the helper at a not so good rate. We only got 40 of their money. Did for a euro, which should have been more like 45 or 46. But that then gave us the money, 950 of their money, to pay for insurance for the next 10 days for the vehicle. So that was a lot of things going on, and by the time we were done with all that, the helper took another 40 euros, which in the end was peanuts for the effort that it took to make it all happen. However, by that time it was dark, which is not my favorite time to drive. Anyway, I try to avoid it as much as I can, because the dangers are just much greater for driving in the dark. Mostly about camels on the road, or goats, potholes that you don't see, the edge of the road that it breaks off, or sand on the road, windstorms, or just the wind blowing causes sand to get on the road, and they do have equipment to take it off, but obviously that only gets done once it's there eventually. So when you don't see that, and you don't see it ahead of time enough when it's dark, that makes for very awkward driving. So there was an hour of driving where we didn't see anything, but we were on our way to Nuadhibu. Another fascinating part was that Johan was able to find us a hotel. However, none of the systems we had made it possible to find a hotel. We ended up in places we couldn't even dream about, in places where fishermen were, where so many people were milling around, because it's in the evening, everything comes to life. So it took us a long time to not find a hotel, and had to turn around, and it was just a pretty amazing experience until we got to a place where we could ask somebody if they knew where the hotel was, and they actually took their car and had us follow them and drove us right to the hotel, which was very helpful indeed. It wasn't in a very busy location, but it was a very good hotel, and to be able to sleep well when you do a journey like this is very, very awesome. Very, very well. So then that made that day a really, really good day, because we got a lot accomplished, even though it wasn't at a price that we were hoping for, and it was with way more inspections with visas and passports and all that stuff. I guess that's why one goes to a place like Mauritania. So thank you for coming along and sharing in this experience. We'll see you the next day.